in the Lokish, the Beishamahi. This din to say that the whole bottom layer is Leket, and the din of Leket is that the Aniyim are potter from giving Shumas HaMaisris. That since Leket is called a Matnas Aniyim, it's like Hefkel Aniyim, there's also Psukim to say that it's potter from Shumas HaMaisris. So if Shimon Lokish said this Brayson that says the whole bottom layer has the din of Leket, that the Aniyim are potter from giving Maiser, only goes according to Beishamahi. The Beisilul goes, if it goes according to Beisilul, Luchur Aniyim Oichlin Umaisrim. You can't say the whole bottom layer should become Leket, because the bottom layer, some of it belongs to the Balabas. And the Tfuah that belongs to the Balabas is Mechuyi with Trumas Amaisris. So how could you say the whole thing is Leket and it's Potter for Trumas Amaisr? No. With the part that belongs to the Balabas should be Mechuyi with Trumas Amaisris. Now what does this have to do with the Machoikis Beisham and Beisilul? Because there's a famous Machoikis Beisham I hold, that hefka laniyim hevi hefka. If something is only hefka for the aniyim to take it, and not for an osher, that's also considered hefka. So here, the rabbanan said this whole bottom layer now was like hefka laniyim. So according to Beishamah, it's good the whole bottom layer is potter from Iser. Because since the rabbanan said the whole bottom layer belongs to the aniyim, it has a din hefka to it. Mashenkin beisilu shiter is hefka laniyim lo hevi hefka. That's not called hefka. You can't be mafkir, give up the rights only to certain people. Hefker learns out from Shemitah, has to be that it's Hefker Lakurl. If it's able for anybody to come and take it, that's called Hefker. But only to let certain people take it, it doesn't have a din Hefker. So here, since the Rabbanan said this bottom layer, only the Aniyim could take it, not Ashirim, it's not called Hefker. So according to Beisilul, the bottom layer, the part that belongs to the Balabos, should be Mechuyiv and Trumas HaMaisris. So therefore he says this Brisa can't come out according to Beisilul. Because it says the whole bottom layer is Leket. Mash mispotev and Trumas HaMaisris, that shouldn't be true according to Beisilul. The Yomalei Rabbi Yosef Gracie said no. Shemanu shu potev mi maisa divrei hakol mishum kenosa. He answers back and says no. This Mishnah goes even according to Beisilul. That here the Rabbonim mishum kenas gave it a regular din hefker. And when Bezdin makes something hefker, so you say that hefker bezdin hefker potev yumin amaisa. That's why it's good that the Mishnah says the whole bottom layer of Tfuah is called Leket. That means the Aniyim have a right to take it, and they have their din, they put them in a Maiser. Even though a lot of part of the bottom layer still really belongs to the Balabos, which is not really Leket. So that Tfuah is Mechuyiv and Trumas HaMaiser. The Teretz says, once the Rabbanan said, this is Hefker, and here Mishum Kenosa, the Rabbanan said, it's Mamish Hefker, so Hefker best, and Hefker makes it, that it's put them in a Maiser. So from this Mishnah we see the Yisoid that when Bezdin makes something Hefker, it's 100% Hefker, it's either Potem in a Meisah. And he says, Rabbi Yesi Yemer, Shemana Shafilu Kebeisilu, it goes, Ask Yemas Nitzin. Techiv on the Kuntzu Rabbonin, since Rabbonin made a Kenas here, the Hefkir on Ashibolim Shenoigis Boretz, they Mamish made a Hefker, Hareyu Kehefke Bezdin or Potem in a Meisah. So when Bezdin makes something Hefker, then it is Potem in a Meisah. So for this Mishnah, you have the Raya that Bezdin Hefker is 100% Hefker, that part is minimizing. So at the Mishnah, B'chamisha Seboy, on the 15th day of Adar, Shulchanos Hoyo Yoshvim B'Medina, used to set out, Shulchanos means tables, that Bezdin used to put out people to exchange your money to give you a Machsa Shekel. People wanted to make sure they have the Machsa Shekel to give. He only had a whole shekel. So it used to be a shechonis, means to change you over, he changed over the money to give you back the machsa shekel. So when did they do it? Chamisha Seboy. So the Mepharash has two pshat in here. It says shechonis, shom l'shuchas v'lea shechonis v'kavim l'olav. B'medina means b'Yerushalayim. One pshat is b'medina means in Yerushalayim. V'yesh Mepharashim b'chol Eretz Yisrael, chus l'Yerushalayim. Or else says no, in all Eretz Yisrael, also they used to put out shechonis on the 15th day. Then, so it says again, B'chamisha Seboy Shechonos HaYoshim B'Medina, that the Shechonos was set up in the Medina, either means in Yerushalayim or else nowhere at Israel. B'chofei, on the 25th day of Adar, Yoshvu B'Migdash, then the Shechonos moved closer to the base of Migdash, they sat there, and that's where they exchanged the money to make sure you should have a Machsa Shekel. Now, Misha Yoshvu B'Migdash, once the Shechonos, the changes, moved to the base of Migdash, Heschilu L'Mashkin, now Bezdin went out, sent out shluchim, that whoever did not pay the machsa shekel now, they took a mashkin. But they went to you and said, are you ready to pay? If they said, no, we don't have the money now, they took a pledge away from you. They took a mashkin from you. On the 25th day of Adar already. As me, mamashkinin, who did the Bezdin go down to which people did they take a pledge away from them if they didn't give the machsa shekel yet? Leviim v'Yisraelim, from a Levi, from a Yisrael, the Gerim, a Ger, the Yavodim, Meshuchrarim. And an Eved Kanani, if he's Meshuchrar, he's free. He has a loch like a regular Yisrael. Avoloi Noshim, but for women, they did not take a mashkin. The Yavodim, who are the Yavodim that are still slaves, an Eved Kanani, he has a din like an Isha, well, since he's also potter from a Shmach Fashekel, Uketanim, and a Kotan is also, they did not take a mashkin. They didn't go, if a cotton didn't give a machzah shekel, they did not go take a pledge away from him. We'll soon see the deacon in the Gemara. It's mashma, they don't take a pledge away. A mashma, if they want to give though, they have a right to give. But even though they're potter, if they do give though, we take it from them. Any time you have a cotton, even though the cotton himself is potter for giving a machzah shekel, because the din of machzah shekel is totally in kol over, halapkudim, whoever they counted, and they only counted you for 20 years and up. So up until 20 years, you're potter for the machzah shekel. That's called the cotton here. Even though you're over by mitzvah, until you become 20 years old, you're potter for giving a machzah shekel. But let's say your father decides to give a machzah shekel for you. The whole cotton, shehizchel oviv lishkel ayodai. Anytime a father decides to give a machzah shekel for a son, is shuvein apoisik. Once he does it one year, he has to now kisei to do it. He can't stop and just do it one year. He has to do it from now on. That's the lachar also of his mind is there. When you give a machzah shekel for your son, if you do it one year, you have to continue doing it for him until he becomes 20 years old. And the Gomevel says, Shuvay Nepoisik, Oviv Milishko Bishviloi, Shoim Yimloi, we tell you, Meyachash Nesatu Olov Hashon Neshovro, Vemaratu Olov, Zoysa Mitzvah, once you decided to do the mitzvah of machzah shekel for your son last year, is Taina Lov Tomid. You have to say it every year that you for your son. Until he becomes old enough to do it for himself. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, Ain Mamashkin Yasa Kahanim. But to a Kayin, even if he didn't give the Machzah Shekel by the 25th day of Adar, we did not take a pledge. We did not take a Mashkin away from him. Why not? Mifnei Darkei Sholem. Because of Darkei Sholem. See in the Gemara why? Mefarshbi Gemara. Some say Mishum Kovet, it means a Kovet of the Kahanim. To be knowing Kovet to the Kahanim, we never took a pledge away from them. But I call upon him, it's Mashmur Kahanim have a Chiyiv to give a Machzah Shekel. Just Mishum Kvoidom, to give them honor, we don't take a pledge away from them. But really, they have a Chiyiv to give a Machzah Shekel also. Omer Rabbi Yehuda says not like that. That Hayid ben Bukhri B'Yavne, that Kol Koyin Sheshoykol Einachoyta. Any Koyin, if he wants to give a Machzah Shekel, is not doing a Chet. In other words, if Yehuda holds that the Kahanim are potter from giving the Machzah Shekel, there's no Chiyiv for them to give a Machzah Shekel. Just if they do give it, you should know they're not doing a Chet. That's the Chiddush. Like the first says, V'yapa pi shein l'chayiv lishko, still, if they give it, there's no Chet. Because I would think that the locher is, the giving the money of a Machzah Shekel, the money was used to buy a Korbonus of a Tzibur. That means the money had to belong to the Tzibur. But maybe now, the Kahanim that are potter, if they give it, it's like private money. So you're not allowed to give private money for the Kabbalah Sibur. Kamash money, you're allowed to do it. But Avada the Kahanim Reb Yehuda holds just potter from the mitzvah. Just if they give it, ain't a chet, they're not doing a chet. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. Omo loy Reb Yechne ben Zakai loy. That's not true. That's not emes. Loy ki. Ela kol koyhein she'enoi shoykel chayte. The opposite way. Kahanim have a chiv to give a machzah shekel. And any kohen that does not give the machzah shekel, he's doing the chet. Ela shekahanim dor shemikras eliyatzvam. But Rabbi says there was a minute the Kahanim did not give it, because the Kahanim made a drosha, they made a toys, they dashed a posuk wrong for themselves. The Kahanim dashed like this. There's a posuk that says, V'chol minchas koyin kol tiyah. Anytime a koyin brings a mincha, his own mincha, the loch is you're not allowed to eat from it, no kol tiyah, the whole thing has to be burnt up. So the Kahanim dashed for themselves, if they're going to give money for the machzah shekel, we buy menachis from it also. We buy the shteya lechem and shvuas from it. The minchas oimah comes from it. So Bezoi, the Pasuk says that v'chol minchas koyin kol tiyah loy seyochel. You're not allowed to eat from it. So the Kahanim dashed, hoyo v'oimer. Since they bring these oimers from the money of the machzah shekel. Now, if we're going to give money to the machzah shekel, comes out that these menachos are our menachos, his heich necholim. How are you going to be allowed to eat the shteir lechem and the lechem upon him and the korban oimer? So that was the Kahanim's raya that we're not allowed to give the machzah shekel. Because if we give the machzah shekel, these oimer will blind a minchas koin, and the din of a minchas koin is you're supposed to burn it and not eat it. So that's the way they dash him. And Musulski and the Gemara, they made a toys. And real, that's not shock. that the pshat is if a kohen brings a korban for himself, his own private korban, then the din is you're not allowed to eat it. But avad, if a kohen brings a b'shutzvis with the rest of Klal Yisrael, then there's a din you're allowed to eat it. But that's Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's pshat is that kohanim were mechuyev to give the matzah shekel, just they made a mistake, that's why they didn't do it. So the kids are machlekes in the Mishnah of Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, if kohanim are mechuyev to give a matzah shekel or not. So Gemara says like this, Ein mamashkin et ha-katanim. It says, well, we don't take a pledge away from a kotin, away from an isha, away from an eved. So the dik is, holetzvoya toivim. We don't take a pledge away from them, but metchilu we go down to ask them. We ask the women and the avodim and the ketanim, go and give a machta shekel. Just if they say no, we don't force them. So the kura and the gemara, hoda the tema, v'shev v'shtei saris. That they will go down to ask a kotin to give it, pshit to soni if it's really bar mitzvah. Avlim lohevi be saris loy. But if he didn't, if he's a cotton, there's not even a gold deal, he doesn't have base iris, then shit, there's no Indian even to ask him to do it. Two siris, those are two hairs. He's not a simon gold deal. He doesn't have a din gold deal yet. Like you have to be 13 years old and have two hairs by the mokim, then you're called a gold deal. Yeah. Yeah. Ula mashkin, aim mashkinin. So we're saying now, when a cotton becomes bar mitzvah, then the din is with tervaya. Then we ask him to give it. If he says no, we don't take a mashkin away from it. When do we start taking away a mashkin from a kotin? Ah, the girsha should be, the goyin says, ad shiyovi bein esrim. Until it becomes 20 years old. When it becomes 20 years old, then he has his own chiyah to give the machzah shekel, and that's the time when we take away a mashkin from him, if he doesn't give it. That should be the real girsha. The korban also be known for the second girsha. Hoch yasim lo mashkin, ein mashkin ad shiyei ben chof. Yeah. Because that's the cloud that Master Shekel is totally in the minion when they went to count, and they only counted you when you're 20 years old and up. So up until 20 years, you have no chiyuv to give the Master Shekel. Just we do ask it from you after your bar mitzvah. If you want to give it, you can give it. But you're not, but you're, if you don't, we don't take a mashkin away from you. Vaitam. Kini mas nisin, our Mishnah says, from Kahanim, we don't take a mashkin. So our Mishnah says, why not? Mifnei darkei sholem. So Yerushalmi says, Kino, change around the Mishnah a little bit. Ein mamashkin esakanim mifnei derech hakovid. The reason why we don't do it is not because of Shalom, but rather we're supposed to give covid to the Kahanim. So Korneba learns the Pshat is, Kain tzok lefarsh masnitzin. The darkei Shalom, what does it mean? Hainam mifnei hakovid. Lefi shavoydes hakabonis aleim. V'chihecha deleleisil entzuyei. Since they're doing the work of the kabonis, we don't want them to come to fight. Therefore, we don't make a mashkin from them. That's one Pshat. We have to be knowing respect, special honor to a kohen. Like the pasuk says, "V'kidashtoi." You have to be mekadesh a kohen. The yisur leka, the chivon that night beznu alos the ligvois hey mechlo kohanim. There's no issue if they don't give because bezn does it for them. But I call upon them, we don't take a pledge away from kohanim because we have to be knowing covered. They're a cover to the kohanim. Amar Reb Yehuda Hayit. Then the Mishnah says, what is the machlokes in the Mishnah of Yehuda and of Yochanan ben Zakkai? Does the kohen have a chiyuv to give a machzah shekel or not? So it works like this. Omer Rabbi Brachia, time of the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what's the pshat from Yochanan ben Zakkai? How does he know that a kohen is mechuyev to give the machzah shekel? Because the pasuk says, ze yitnu. From here you should take the machzah shekel. With dashin ze means yud bei shvotim yitnu. All yud bei shvotim have a chiyuv to give the machzah shekel. So there is begmatuya shnei moser v'kahana v'aloviyah mechlal. Therefore, a kohen and a levi, they also have a chiyuv to give a machzah shekel. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's raya. Rabbi Tovya b'shem Rav Amnuna. Kain misheyovin chachomim l'Rabbi Yehuda. You know what the chachomim answered back to Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said the kahanim are potter from giving a machzah shekel. And if Yehuda had a riot to say that the kahanim dashin is possible churam, that if they would give the machzah shekel, the kabonis with the mincha would belong to them, and you can't eat it. So how did the chachamim answer back to Yehuda? It said like this: Chatis yochid mesa. There is halacha from a korban chatis. Certain times it's mesa. If the bailam are mes, there are five times you kill a chatis a mesa. Or the ain chatis siba mesa. By shaking a korban siba if it's a chatis, even though these five tanoim happen, we don't kill it. So what do they mean to say? That there's a difference between a korban yochid and a korban sibur. Is here also, mincha sa yochid kreva kolol. That you dash in a pasuk to say, that kol v'chol minchas koin kolu tia loisi yochel, that a koin mincha. You're not allowed to eat. That's only a minchas yochet, a private mincha that the koin brings to himself. Ma'ashen kein v'yein minchas atziv v'krei v'kolu. But if you have a mincha that comes machmas atzivu, everybody gives money together. The Kohanim and the Tzibur together, the Kohen is only a shutef, only a partner in this mincha, there's no halacha of kula kolol. You don't have to burn the whole mincha. Havada from the mincha soimer. And when the lechem aponim, the shtei lechem, havada the Kohanim are allowed to eat. Hey, that's why the Kohanim only made a mistake. That's what the Chumim answered back to Rav Yehuda. So the Mara Akashia now, the Akashia, Meshivin liyodam dover sheina moidaboy. Can you ask the Akashia and Rav Yehuda to something that he does not hold from? In other words, what did the Rabbanan ask of Yehuda? That if Yehuda said, just like by a korb, by a minchas yochid, a kohen can't eat it, who are then a minchas tzibur also a kohen can't eat it? So he asked the kasha back, we see a difference by a chatis yochid and a chatis tzibur. For the Gemara, but if Yehuda does not hold there's any chilek between a chatis yochid and a chatis tzibur. It's none we learned. Shein a chatis tzibur mesa. That's a Tanakama. True, chatis mesa, a tzibur, there's no din a chatis has to die by a korb and tzibur. Of Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, what's Rabbi Yehuda Shitter? He holds Thomas. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't know, even a Chatez Tzibur is also Thomas. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds there's no difference between a Tzibur and a Yochid. So I mean, Rabbi Yehuda, the Ashen is Pasuk very good. Just like if a Kohen brings his own private mincha, the din is kolotiyah, it has to be burnt. So how could he give the Master Shekel of life his mincha? He'll have to burn it. So the Mara Vumois of Lonzu, I'll bring you another Raya, another Kasha then. This is the way the Rabbanan was supposed to ask back to Rabbi Yehuda. Loy nidvas yochri, that this is not a nidavas yochid. In other words, not, don't make your raya from chatis tzibur. Nastam yes directly that the din that a kohen's mincha is burnt only a korban yochid. Ma'ashen can hear that it's a korban tzibur. There's no din that has to be burnt. The different. The mavahu ma'isav lozu, and they ask now a different kasha now. The ma'isav lozu loy nidvas yochri. This is a kasha now that Reb Yehuda asked back. This is another kasha Reb Yechonah Metzaka asked Reb Yehuda. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, you hold the Kohanim are potter from giving the Master Shekel. So if they're potter from giving it, how are they allowed to give it? If they give the money, the Chur is called in the Davis Yochri. They're giving their own private money, they're not Mechuyev to give. And the Lachav and the Kabonis has to be a Korban Tzibur means the money has to come from the Tzibur. So if you're Mechuyev to give the Master Shekel, you give it over to the Tzibur, it's called the Tzibur's money. But if it's your own private money, you're not Mechuyev to give, you can't give your own private in the Dava, it won't be called the Korban Tzibur. In the Mesav Leh, they gave a terrorist, that wouldn't be a kashya of Yehuda. He holds that Kivron Shanim Tzur Letzibur, Kemishun Nidva Tzibur. That even though the Kanam are potter, they don't have to give it, but if they do give it, the Pshad is not giving their own private money. Havadah, they're makna their money that it should belong to the Tzibur. So now again, it's called the money is coming from the Tzibur. So that's problem of Yehuda. A Kohen is potter from the Master Shekel, but if he wants to, he gives over the money, the terrorist, and Nidva Tzibur that it belongs to the Tzibur. The Mark Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Oiver Al HaPkudim. Who has to give the Machta Shekel? Whoever went or whoever were counted by. Whoever went over the Pkudim. It's Rav Yehuda Rav Nechemi, it's a Machloikis. Chadam in the Pasuk means, Kol the Over Biyama. Whoever went over the Yamsuf, they have to give the Machta Shekel. Which means even Kahanim also have to give a Machta Shekel. Yitain. V'charno Onor, Omar and Charno says though, Kol the Over Al Pukudayu. Whoever went over the count, whenever they counted the people, that's the one that has to give the Machta Shekel. Is Yitain. Is man the Yoma called the Yoma the Yoma? The one that says it means whoever went over the Yamsuf is Yitain is Messiah of Yechonim and Zakai. That's the right of Yechonim and Zakai that even Kohanim also have a chiyah to give the Machzah Shekel because the Kohanim went over the Yamsuf. Of a man the Yoma called the Yoma for Kedayu. The Pshat in this Pesach is whoever was counted is Yitain Messiah ben Bukhri. It's the right of a Bukhri Shittim that the Kohanim was not counted with the rest of Klal Yisrael. So since they weren't counted together with the rest of Klai's realm, they attack a potter from giving the Machzah Shekel. So that's the Mishnah. Afo pi shomru, even though it's learned, ein mamashkinin, noshim v'yavodim muktanim, that we don't take away a mashkin from a pledge, from an isha that doesn't want to give the Machzah Shekel, or the avodim muktanim, avolim shoklu mekablu miyodim. But if they give the Machzah Shekel, we accept it from them. But even though they're potter, still we accept it. And like we said in Gemara before, that when they do give it over, they have to give it over to the terrorist and nidvas tzibur. They give it over to the tzibur. It's really the explains the kasha by a cotton it's shver. The chura cotton can't be makter anything. So the cotton gives his master shekel to the tzibur, he can't be makter to them. So chura blibes his own private money, he should blibe a nidvas tzibur. So he says the pshat is about midrabbanan dom. When a kohen comes to the age of piyutas, he comes to the age of a ben das, he understands a little bit, his kinyan is chal midrabbanan. So a kinyan midrabbanan helps midiraisa. So about midrabbanan is makma to the tzibur, midiraisa is also considered a good kinyan.
If
they give a machs a shekel, we're not mekablet from a goy or from a kusi. We don't accept from them the birds for a zovin, for their korban, the kani zovois, the kani yodois, the chatois v'yashomis. This is the cloud. Kol shen nidav v'nidav mekablem yodim. Any type of a korban that comes with her in the dova that you can make up, a goy could do it, we're mekablet from them. Kol she'eino nidav v'nidav, anything that doesn't come with eros in the dova, that's only a chiyiv, ain't mekablem yodim. You can't be mekablem any type of a korban from a goy that comes with eros a chayiv. So the machsa shekel, which is a chayiv, we can't accept from them. V'chein mefurash ayde Ezra. It says v'Ezra the pasuk says shenemar loy lochem v'lalonu livnes beis lalakenu. When the goyim came and said we want to help you along with the beis hamikdash to give you money for it, Ezra said no. You can't help us long in building the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is not to be built from the Goyim, it's only from the Yidden. Therefore, if the Goyim come and give a Machta Shekel, the Lacher is, we're not Mekabelit from them. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding off Dalit. The middle of the Mishnah, we got till here, we'll stop on top of the middle of the Mishnah.